You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.
Hello there and welcome back to Just Women with me, Jackie Mitchell, and Yvonne O'Brien. Our next guest is Zena Hicks from The Art of Perception. Welcome, Zena.
Oh, hello, Jackie. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us. So first of all, before we get on to what The Art of Perception does, can you tell us a bit about your background? Because I understand you did train as an antenatal coach.
I did. Actually, I started, if it goes back even further than that, I started life off as an actor. I trained as an actor because in my early 20s, excuse me, I had anxiety issues. I also had a lot of panic attacks. And when I was drama training, it calmed an awful lot down through breathing techniques, through getting into the minds of other people and actually living more in the present. I went on then to have two lovely boys, and my anxieties potentially were coming back, and I was absolutely terrified of giving birth. So I went through a process of working with many teachers in yoga and meditation to calm down those anxieties and actually go on to give two home births. It was absolutely astonishing the turnaround that my journey that I had come through, that I went on to train as an antenatal teacher. Being an antenatal teacher was wonderful. I actually taught in Claygate and I taught in Weybridge, and it was a wonderful experience, which led me on to doing a master's in coaching psychology and positive psychology, which is
where
we are.
Right, so you said
today.
You were afraid of giving birth. So how did you manage to overcome that?
Terrified. I also had a fear of hospitals at the time, which didn't help. So from my journey, I just wanted to be knocked out. And the baby delivered. But I thought, okay, well, I need to get around my head around this. So I read a book by a chap called Grantley Dick Reed, 1950s book, and it spoke about the fear of childbirth. And actually, not necessarily a psychological book, but it told about the journey of giving birth and actually the mechanics of the body. And once I understood the body is going to do it naturally, and I can either get in the way of this or I can step out and let it all happen. And so it is about connecting mind and body and taking the mind out of the way so the body can just do the job.
Yes, because I was so surprised to see you ended up having home births.
Absolutely extraordinary. And I never thought it would be possible, but it was. And it was the most beautiful experience and really calming, watching TV, having the baby at home, which was all very calm. And we didn't move out. And it was just such a bubble. It was really lovely.
And
really
then to bring us up to date, you then went trained as a coach.
Trained as a coach and also in positive psychology. And part of that training was mindfulness and building on mindfulness courses. So I run mindfulness courses for schools, and I also do one-on-one coaching and run actually a local mindfulness course in Claygate.
I mean, touching on positive psychology, which you mentioned, it's amazing from the point of view that it focuses on what's working well rather than what isn't working.
Absolutely.
Work of Martin Seligman, obviously, who discovered that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell us a bit about that. So how's your journey been with that? Because that's obviously pivotal to you doing the rest of everything.
Absolutely, because a lot of anxieties are because you're thinking of the past and you're living in the past and you're reliving moments over and over again. And sometimes your body and your mind can't necessarily tell the difference between an actual experience happening or something that's happened many moons ago, which is why we get anxiety. So something horrific might have happened 4 or 5 years ago, and then all of a sudden you think about it and your body goes into panic, you start sweating. All of that is because we're living, our bodies are living in the past, our minds are living in the past. Mindfulness and positive psychology in particular, so positive psychology is looking at not what's wrong with you, is in the traditional psychology. It's looking at what's right with you. So looking at your strengths and where you are now, about your resilience, about all the things that you can do well and very much future-focused.
Yeah. And it talks about gratitude, which I think is a really big thing, because, again, we're often in this bubble of thinking about all the horrible things that happen to us, all the bad things. But if we just took a moment to think about what we should be grateful for, what we could be grateful for. Indeed. It could, like, opens up a lot more, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And if everybody could just think of three things every day that they're grateful for, it could be at the beginning of the day, it could be at the end of the day, just three things. It roots you back in the present, and it also starts to show actually what's great in your life.
Yeah. And you touched on resilience. That's another big hot topic, particularly in schools at the moment, and also in the workforce. But how does mindfulness, we're going to come on to talk about the course that you're offering in a second, but how does mindfulness help with building resilience?
Mindfulness allows you to identify actually what's happening in the present moment, and to identify that actually we're doing pretty good. So even when we're living in a world at the moment that there's so many things vying for our attention, technology, work. I mean, if you look at the, let's say, even 1970s, how different was the working environment? 9 to 5, you go to work, you come home, you have your family time. Now you might work 9 to 5, maybe a bit longer, but you come home, you're on the tube, you've got your phone, you come home in the evening, some boss texts you or emails you, and you're on call pretty much 24/7. You don't actually ever shut off. So it's about, mindfulness is about bringing you back to the present and being able to be strong enough to say, actually, no, I can leave that, and I can do it alone, and I'm doing a great job.
Because people often think if they're daydreaming about something that's positive, but actually often they're not. And that's part of the problem, isn't it?
It's
taking them, as you say, back to a place or a time that isn't particularly nice for them.
And mindfulness, again, focuses you on not, it's not about living amazingly happy every single day of your life. It's pretty hard to do that. But what it does do is it zones you in on realizing what you are thinking about as you go through your day. And actually, the amount of negative thoughts we automatically think about is quite phenomenal. And we call that automaticity, where we're constantly doing the exact same things every day without realizing it. So mindfulness will zone in on identifying what you're thinking about, why you're thinking about it, and how you can change those thoughts and behaviors into positive actions.
How would you define mindfulness?
I would define mindfulness about living in the present without judgment.
Right.
And if we, when we're looking at breathing and meditation, which is a huge part of mindfulness, and actually meditation doesn't work for, people think meditation doesn't work for a lot of us, because we say, oh, my mind's too busy, I can't concentrate on one thing. It's not about, our minds will always be busy, even in meditation, but it's about acknowledging, yes, I've had that thought, it's a negative thought, but I'm going to let it go and focus back on my breath, or focus back on my mantra, or whatever meditation you decide to do. It's really, really important that we acknowledge and accept ourselves for the thoughts we have, and it's okay. It's okay to have negative thoughts, as long as we recognise that it's a negative thought and it's not doing us any good.
Right, and now perhaps you'd like to tell us about this course that you're going to be running.
So I run an 8-week course. It starts on the 17th of September, so it runs on Mondays from 8 o'clock to 9:30. It's in Claygate, and those 8 weeks we will be looking at the now, here and now, the present. What is mindfulness? What can it do for us? We'll also be looking at judgment and how we judge ourselves and how we judge others, and we might do it subconsciously. We also will be looking at acceptance, how we can accept ourselves and, again, those around us to live a more fulfilling life, to build on our relationships, even our work colleagues if something's not going so well. And we'll start to pull all that information together to work on personal goals. The thing about mindfulness, and some people are nervous about going into a group environment because they don't want to share all their issues or worries or anything like that. And what we find is that you share as much or as little as you need to or you want to. But what a group environment does, it gives you the support, and it also raises the energy when you are doing a meditation practice. And actually there's incredible studies all around the world that if you can come in and bring meditators, seasoned meditators together, they can really do some dramatic changes.
And there is a science behind the fact that it works, isn't there? Because obviously it works on the amygdala, so it kind of it works on the fight or flight part, so it shrinks the stress.
Indeed, and reduces those cortisol levels.
I think for some people that are very scientific, if you can say to them, look, there is a science behind it and prove that it scientifically does work, that does help, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and mindfulness has had mixed reviews over the years. It went into school several years ago, and there was people saying it's nonsense, it's not working. There was a recent study from Cambridge University that actually shows a very robust study that's showing a dramatic improvement on university students being able to do their studies and stopping anxieties, stopping stresses, and getting better results. It is something that can work across all people, from young to much older, to those who have a very, very frantic lifestyle. It's about kind of letting go of your resentments, letting go of your frustrations and struggles. It's about tapping into your own natural stability and trusting yourself that you can lead a very fulfilling life.
And who is the course aimed at?
The course is aimed at anybody. I usually go from 16 plus, because we do have some people who join for exam stress, because I also coach for exam anxiety. I have a lot of mums that come with young children. Obviously, they leave their children at home, but they come in just to get a little bit of space and to also deal with that transition of becoming a mum, which sometimes can be very overwhelming, not really knowing, I want to be with the kids, some are struggling with the fact that they've also got full-time jobs or part-time jobs, and the guilt that comes with that. I'm leaving my child, I'm not doing the best I can do at work. And it's about, and it's really powerful for those who just need to know that actually everything is okay. And it means that you can actually end up achieving more. Your relationships are much better with your children and your family. At work, you've much better relationships. And you're not, if you are thinking of moving jobs and you're thinking that, oh, I'm so stressed with this and I can't move on from this and I'm looking for somewhere else, be very, very careful that you're not just going to bring those resentments and tensions into the next role. It's really important that you are, if you are making transitional changes, that you really go inside and understand why this is happening and start being grateful for what you have right now, and also being thankful for these challenges that are being brought your way, because every challenge is a learning experience.
And so what sort of techniques will you be learning on the course?
So we would start with breathing techniques. I'm very happy for us all to do a breathing technique.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, yeah, sounds good.
Well, you can do this at home too. So if we just do a one-minute breathing technique, and all I would like you to do is just think of your breath and take a nice, slow, deep breath in. One, two, three. Hold it just for a moment and slowly exhale through your mouth, very, very slowly. On the next breath, again, quite slowly in and hold and out. On this breath, I want you to feel that air going through your nose. Is it warm? Is it cold? And feel your lungs expanding, your diaphragm expanding. And where is that breath going? Is it going to your chest? Is it going down all the way down to your tummy? And just one more deep breath in, breathing in, trying to focus your thoughts only on your breath. If you feel any more thoughts coming in, thinking I can't do this or anything like that, just let them go. It's okay. One more time, breathing in. And slowly breathing out. Now, the interesting thing about this 1 minute small meditation, it could be eyes open or eyes closed, it can happen any time of the day, it allows you just to focus on the mechanisms of breathing. And I know we've all been breathing forever, but actually, are we breathing effectively?
Mm-hmm.
And by slowing down your breath and really focusing on what's happening, and if you can do that several days concurrently, you can actually learn to identify when you're holding your breath, which is usually in stressful situations.
Sure. Yes, and it's very quick, isn't it? It's only a minute, so it's not going to take.
Anybody can do it.
Yes.
When people say, I haven't got time to meditate, or I haven't got time for mindfulness, it's like, well, you know, really. It takes a minute to brush your teeth, 2 minutes to brush your teeth. You could do it for a minute, couldn't you? And then build it up, as you say, as you get more comfortable with it.
Absolutely, yes.
Most people, they're shallow breathe, don't they, from here? Whereas I belong to a choir, so we do all these breathing exercises from the diaphragm, you know.
And interesting, if you're lucky enough to have a baby close by or know of a baby, next time you watch them breathe, whether they're lying down or sitting up, they breathe very, very deeply into their tummies, and their tummies expand and retract. If you ask an adult to breathe, and if you take a deep breath in, if you do it at home, you'll notice that when you're breathing in, you tend to breathe into your chest. So it's a big, massive breath and out again. Whereas if you see a baby, they breathe so deeply and effortlessly. And I think we need to relearn how to breathe.
It's true, very true. Well, sadly, we've reached the end of that time again. It's gone so quickly, Zena, but tell the listeners, if they want to find out more about your course, how can they do that?
Yes, my website is theartofperception.co.uk, and I'm running courses, as I said, on Mondays in Claygate from the 17th of September on an 8-week course. And if you want to discuss it, just my contact details are through the website, and I'm happy to have a conversation with you.
Brilliant. Hopefully we'll get you back on a future show and we can talk a bit more about the courses and what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Really lovely. Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. So that was Zena Hicks from The Art of Perception.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.